My colleagues and I would like to present you some insights and outlooks of the Crisscross project. I will start with a short overview over our presentation. First, I will give you some data upon the project, then give you some information about the duodecimal classification DDC and the German subject heading authority file SWD. Then I will explain our mapping methods, and Jan-Helge Jacobs will continue by outlining some retrieval scenarios, and Tina Mengel will, in the end, show out some perspectives of what can be further on done with our data. The aim of the Crisscross project is the creation of a thesaurus-based, user-friendly research vocabulary that facilitates search in heterogeneously indexed collections by mapping topical headings of the German subject headings authority file, Schlagwort Normdatei, SWD, and the duodecimal classification, DDC. The project started in 2006 and will end in autumn this year. It is conducted by the German National Library and the Cologne University of Applied Sciences. Financially, it is supported by the German Research Foundation. The duodecimal classification is the most widely used universal classification system that is used by over 200,000 libraries in over 135 countries. It has been translated into more than 30 languages, and since 2006, it is used by the German National Library for subject indexing. The 22nd edition of the DDC, which is the basis of our work, contains 50,000 classes, and these classes are structured by discipline, for example, religion, social sciences, technology, and so on. The German subject headings authority file, Schlagwort Normdatei SWD, is a universal indexing language. It contains 550,000 headings out of the categories geographical names, topical headings, time, form, and so on. And we are using 160,000 topical headings for our mappings. These topical headings are structured in 37 subject groups and are interconnected by equivalence, hierarchical, and associative relations. For our mapping, we have three guidelines, which I will explain now in detail. The first is one-to-many strategy, the second is deep-level mapping, and the third are the degrees of determinacy. First, the one-to-many strategy. As the DDC is arranged by discipline, concepts can appear in more than one class. As you can see in this example, the concept cardigans appear first in the class 391, costume and personal appearance, 646, sewing, clothing, managing of personal and family life, and finally 687, clothing and accessories in industrial production. We follow this approach as we also map terms of the SVD to several classes if necessary. These mappings are unidirectional, that means that we map the term to the class and not the other way around. Our second guideline, deep-level mapping. The DDC already provides 50,000 classes, but beyond that, there often is the possibility to synthesize classes to display more specific meanings. For example, if we have the term breeding of coffee as an SWD term, we make use of the possibility of number building in the DDC by combining the class 63373, coffee in agriculture, with another class, production of propagational organisms, so that in the end we have a special class, breeding of coffee. Our last guidelines are the degrees of determinacy. These indicate conceptual congruency between SVD term and DDC class. That means, how does an SWD term fit into a DDC class? Here again, we have the unidirectionality. We have 4 degrees that range from full to partial coverage. The highest degree is D4. That means full congruency between term and class. As you can see in this example, we have the SWD term steppe animals, and we map it to the DDC class 591744. That is also called steppe animals. And so we say these two are fully congruent, and we map with D4. The second example is D3. This is a degradation of D4. It means high congruency between term and class. In this example, we have the term diving medicine, which covers a large part of the class submarine medicine. D2, again, means, again, less coverage than D3. Here we have the example of housewife, who in the class of home economists is only one of many possible persons who can appear in this class. Finally, we have degree of determinacy D1, which only means slight congruency between term and class. The example, lavender oil, is mapped to the class natural perfumes with D1, as it is no perfume in itself, but it serves as the basis for perfumes, so it is mapped with D1. So what does the mapping process look like? We work in the SWD database of the German National Library. Here you can see the record of Hausfrau, housewife. We have the descriptor. And the first thing we do is identify the scope of the term. We do this by taking into account synonyms, broader and narrower terms, and by consulting reference books, encyclopedias, and so on. This is a fairly simple example, but often there's the necessity to check it out, what it really means. If we have found out what is meant by the term, we have to find out the corresponding DDC classes, and we insert them in the record, so that in the end we have something like this. We have the SWD term Hausfrau and the corresponding DDC classes. In this case, we have 4 classes who are mapped with different degrees of determinacy. Here you can see again our example, housewife in the class of home economists, mapped with D2, as I already said. And here we have a D3 mapping to the class housewives as a social group, as in this class it's only about housewife and no other persons. Okay.
You've heard about the methods, and I will show you how the crisscross mappings can be used, possibly. The mappings produced within the crisscross project are first and foremost tools to optimize retrieval processes. They can be used to enhance access to the DDC and to DDC index documents, to structure document sets, and to support conceptual exploration. Tina will talk about that. In order to access DDC classes, the relative index of the DDC is a powerful aid, but the number of terms is limited. The mapped headings plus their synonyms can function as verbal and topical entry points to DDC classes in addition to the relative index. The, the direction of the mappings is important. An example is the heading Polka Mazurka with its synonym Polka Mazur, which is mapped to the DDC classes, Polkas within the discipline music, and Gesellschaftstänze, Rundtänze, in English that's ballroom dancing and round dances, where you can not only find polkas, but other kinds of dances as well, as you can see in the list of relative index terms. A query for a DDC notation may produce many search results, but not all documents might be relevant to the user's information need. For example, the information seeker may look for a specific topic that is one amongst other topics represented by a DDC class, or he may be primarily interested in documents that treat the topic of a DDC class comprehensively. In order to find documents that are most relevant to the overall topic of a DDC class, all documents with a heading mapped to this class with degree 4 or 3 could be ranked accordingly high. For example, documents indexed with the D3 mapped heading Gesellschaftstanz, ballroom dancing, can be considered most relevant for the DDC class 793.33, ballroom dancing, round dances. Whereas documents indexed with a more specific heading, such as Polka Mazurka or Tango, could be ranked lower. In this way, document sets with a specific DDC number can be structured and transparently presented as grouped search results according to mapped headings and their degree of determinacy. A search result list for a heading query can also be structured with the help of crisscross mappings. Such a result list can be grouped according to the mapped DDC numbers. Thus, the document list could be structured by DDC disciplines. In the example for the heading Kabelbrücke, which means cable state bridge, the disciplines are engineering, architecture, and transportation. Up to now, we looked at documents that were indexed with an SWD heading and a DDC notation. Now, let's look at possible solutions for heterogeneously indexed collections. Once again, the search entry is the SWD heading Kabelbrücke. We get no results for the combined search for heading and mapped DDC class. If we just look or search for the heading, we get 9 potentially relevant documents. Here it's interesting to see that 6 of those documents are indexed with a DDC notation that is older and has been relocated since 2724.23, which is a mapped class. If we search just for the D3 mapped notation, we find one document that is not about cable state bridges in particular. Remember, the class is about cable state bridges and suspension bridges, which is about almost the same, but not the same. There are, for example, suspension bridges that are built with chains. If we look for the other mapped classes, these are with the degree of determinacy 2, we get some more documents, but those are not about cable state bridges in particular, because those classes are about bridges in general, respective to the discipline. If there's a problem with the heading, there are documents that are not indexed with an heading. It's a possibility to look for a title keyword. Now we leave the safe search results, but if there's nothing else we can find, we may use the title keyword. It's not the best way to search, but you don't have a chance sometimes. So you can look for the title keyword, or you can even truncate the title keyword, or you can look for synonyms that you get from the SWD headings. The next step could be to look for truncated notations. Here the D3 map notation that is truncated finds three potentially relevant documents, for example about the Brooklyn Bridge, which is a cable state bridge, I think, that is located somewhere. If you truncate the other mapped notations, you will find countless documents, but not very relevant to the primary search. So if you still don't find anything or you don't like the documents you have found, you may look for narrower terms of the initial search term. In this case, you get a SWD heading, Sevilla Punta del Alamillo, which is a narrow term of Kabelbrücke, and this document might be relevant as it is about a specific cable state bridge. The whole process, 1 to 5, could be repeated for those narrow or for related terms if there are any.
And I'm going to add the third point that my colleague has mentioned before, that is how the links established in Crisscross can support conceptual explorative search processes. As we all know, explorative search applications can assist the user in specifying his search query by giving an overview of the neighboring concepts of an initial keyword. In the beginning of a search, the user is often still looking for a more precise term, or he wants to be inspired by other subjects or subject categories that build the broader contextual frame of his initial keyword. What I'm going to present in this context is a theoretical look on some of the future possibilities given by the linkages of the crisscross mappings and B, the links that already exist within the both knowledge organization systems, DDC, and the German subject headings authority file. So an initial keyword might be success, which is a concept treated in many different disciplines like economics, social psychology, applied psychology, or even occultism. You see the German topical heading and its mappings to DDC notations, as well as the degrees of determinacy showing the degree of conceptual congruence of the term and DDC class. One thing that could be interesting for the user is to look at other headings mapped to the DDC classes that have been assigned to the German topical heading of our example. Such a list of terms can give an impression of the subjects treated within a discipline. The keyword success could now be easily combined with one like self-management or searching in the field of social psychology with one like social recognition. In the German classification tool, Melville Class, the sorted display of the map topical headings in the DDC class has already been realized. As the mapping strategy of Crisscross is unidirectional, that is, from German topical headings to DDC notations, the pool of access vocabulary that is being enlarged is the one of the DDC. But at the same time, the regrouping of the map topical headings within the DDC class extends the functionality of the subject headings authority file to a better support of cognitive exploration within the authority file itself. In addition to the utilization of the linkages established in crisscross, the conceptual relations already existing within the both interlinked KOS can be used in various ways to allow explorative searches. The headings in the German subject headings authority file are structured likely to other thesauri, that is, by broader, narrow, related, and synonym terms. Looking at our example success, we see the narrower and related terms being linked to the top term. In the DDC, all these relations are existing as well, but as DDC classes are more complex, the four basic relations can be defined in greater detail. So to stay with our example, this DDC class named Social Participation features national hierarchy, the polyhierarchical relationship to the same subject treated in the class here note in class 650.1, equivalence and associative relationship, as well as, of course, the always useful relative index terms. And finally, you see an illustration showing in extracts the terms that are interlinked either by the crisscross mappings or by the a priori conceptual relations of both indexing instruments. On an interface for document retrieval, this enlarged group of interconnected concepts could be implemented in modern tools for knowledge exploration, like semantic webs or tag clouds, or just be arranged in clusters by subject categories, and thus help the user specifying or modifying his query. Thank you very much.